Please open your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, page 230 in your Schofield Bible. We'll be reading just one verse from this chapter. We'll turn to two other places. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8, and page 230. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. We'll join all together, please, in reading this verse. Ready? Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. Turn now to the book of Judges, chapter 17, page 308. The sixth chapter of Judges 17, the sixth verse of Judges chapter 17. Okay, the sixth verse, let's read it together. Ready? In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And now to chapter 21 of the book of Judges, and verse 25, page 314. Let's read it, please. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for our church. It's been a blessing to be a part of all that's gone on so far in this service. And we're looking forward now to that which is the very most important part of the service, that of the preaching, the hearing of thy word. Give us faithfulness to thee. Thou art deserving of all that we can give thee. And if we give thee our undivided attention tonight, we'll be doing that which we owe thee. Help us to do so. Bless, we pray, our preacher in Jesus' name. Amen.
I doubt very seriously if you will ever hear in any college, any theology class, any Bible class, any exposition of the Scriptures, anything any more plainly taught about the devil and his purpose than you'll hear tonight. I think when you leave tonight, though you will not say it was a good sermon necessarily, I think you will say, I see more clearly the purpose of Satan that I've ever seen in my life, and consequently I see more clearly the danger of following him and doing what he suggests. I made a statement in Sunday school. I think I made it to the teachers and officers first. I had never made it before, but I made it in my Sunday school class a Sunday morning or two ago, and it arrested my attention. I hadn't planned to make it. I said, Satan has no plan for your life. Satan has no plan for your life. And I got thinking about that. And from that seed thought comes what I have known, and perhaps some of you have known, but others of you will learn tonight something very, very unusual and interesting and helpful about Satan. Satan has no plan for your life. Father, I pray tonight you'd help me as I speak. Better still, speak through me tonight. May I be just another voice, as was John the Baptist, a voice. May I be a conduit through which flows your message to the people. May I be just as much as this microphone and this PA system is. May you speak to the people through me and through this microphone and this speaker system. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen very, very carefully. It was a beautiful garden called Eden. All was bliss and happiness. Satan entered the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were there together in beautiful, wonderful bliss. They walked with God and they fellowshipped with God Himself. Then someone else appears. His name historically was called Lucifer. Who is this one who appears in the Garden of Eden and destroys the peace and disrupts the sweet fellowship? Listen to me. Just got through making a speech a while ago, and there's a couple back there laughing at each other and talking. I got something to tell you, and you need to hear me, son. The peace and tranquility of the Garden of Eden were destroyed, interrupted, and disrupted by this person. Who is this person? At one time, he was the right-hand deputy of God Himself. His name was Lucifer. He was one of the three, and the leading of the three, archangels, who knew God like nobody has ever known God. No person has ever been as close to God as Lucifer was, and no person has ever known God like Lucifer did. But something happened. Without turning to it, you could turn to Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, and other passages. You can find how that this Lucifer, who was God's trusted right-hand deputy, said, "I will exalt myself. I will exalt my throne above the throne of God." Treason began to run rampant in heaven. Lucifer, who was the leader of one-third of all the angels, started an insurrection, a coup, as it were, or rebellion. And Lucifer said, "I will take over heaven. I will be the king of heaven." And he took his one-third of his angels and decided to rebel. Of course, he did not succeed. God defeated Lucifer, and the angels under Michael and Gabriel, the other two archangels, defeated Satan. Satan and his angels, one-third of all the angels, were cast out of heaven, and they were cast to the earth. So now Satan has his headquarters on the earth. In fact, the Bible calls him the god of this world. And that's why he was there when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. He had already been there. He did not come to the Garden of Eden or to the world after they came. He was already there. He had been cast out of heaven. You know the story. He comes to Eve. Now follow me carefully. He does not come to Eve and say to Eve, "God had said, eat this tree, and you eat this one." No, Satan had no plan. He didn't care what tree Eve ate. He was concerned about what tree she didn't eat. For you see, Satan hates God like nobody has ever hated God. He hates God because it was God that took him off of his perch in heaven and cast him out. Now he has one desire, and that desire is to displease God. That's all. Listen to this. You may not have ever heard this. Satan may not even hate you. It's God he hates. And Satan doesn't want you to try to hurt you. He wants you so you can't praise God. For Satan has one, you've known people like this, had one great passion in life to destroy a certain person. And Satan has one great passion. He lives for the destruction of the work of God. Consequently, anything that God wants, Satan tries to thwart. He comes to Eve and does not point one tree out to her. Now listen carefully. I'm going to make a statement you never heard before. Satan is the real author of freedom. Satan is the real author of liberty. Satan comes to Eve and says, "God's taken away your freedom." He says, "You can't eat this tree." Now, Satan said, "You have a right. You have your freedom. You have your liberty." Now, before you call me a communist or a Nazi, let me explain what I'm saying. You don't have the freedom to do what you want to do. Now, you have the will and the choice. If you want to go to hell, you can, but you don't have any right to do that. Because you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You take that microphone right there. That microphone will not ever be what it ought to be unless it's hooked on to that little doojigger right there. That arm right there. Now you, if nothing is ever happy or content until it yields itself to the superior thing which it was made. That's why no woman, no married woman is ever happy until she yields herself to her husband. That's why no child is ever happy till he yields himself to his parents. And that's why no person's ever happy till he yields himself to God. But, let me say it, Satan is not trying to get you to worship him. He's trying to get you to worship anything but God. And he uses freedom. That's what America, that's what the ERA husbands say. Freedom, freedom, freedom. No, you don't have any freedom to go against God. Now, God will allow you to choose it like you can choose to commit suicide if you want to. But you don't have the freedom to do anything but what God puts you here on earth to do. So Satan comes along, and Satan, by the way, that's why his doctrine is so attractive. He has none. He has no doctrine. Satan has nothing he wants you to believe. He just has something he doesn't want you to believe. He says, choose yourself. He's not saying, let me choose for you. The devil doesn't want to run your life. He wants you to run your life. He's not trying to get you to do his thing. He's trying to get you to feel like you have the freedom to do anything that you choose to do. Satan is not saying, follow me. He's saying, follow yourself. He's not saying, let me decide what you do. He's saying, you decide what you do. So, I'm saying, Satan has no plan for your life. Satan says, I don't want to control your mind. Satan says, you control your mind. Now, what he's doing is, Satan knows that if he, listen carefully to this, he knows that if he tells you to, he wants to control your mind, he's doing the same thing that God is doing. God said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The devil doesn't come to you and say, I am a competitor with God. He's not a competitor with God. He wants you to control your own mind. He wants you to do your own thing. That's why it says in Deuteronomy 12:8, that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's why it says in Judges 17:6, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's why it says in Judges 21:25, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The devil's not trying to get you to do what's right in his eyes, but what's right in your eyes, because if you do what's right in your eyes, you won't do what's right in God's eyes. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Didn't say we turned everyone to the devil's way. Because the devil has no way. Hey, the devil has no way he wants you to go. He has a way he doesn't want you to go, and that's God's way. And he says, choose any way you want to go. That's up to you. You are free. You have liberty. You have freedom. You have a right to choose what you want to choose. He's not trying to get you to go his way. He has no way. He's not trying to capture you. He's trying to keep you from fulfilling the purpose of your life, and that's to serve and praise and worship the God he hates so much. For example, Satan has no plan of salvation. None. Satan has no way he wants to tell you how to get saved. All he wants you to do is you choose the plan of salvation that makes sense to you. He's not trying to get you to adopt any particular plan of salvation. He's trying to keep you from adopting God's plan of salvation. And the devil knows that that the natural man won't accept God's plan of salvation because it gives the natural man nothing to boast about. I mean, if I can do nothing to save myself, the flesh doesn't like that. The flesh wants to say, I can save myself. I can live a good life. I can turn over a new leaf. I can do good. I can give gifts. I can give alms. And the devil knows that you will not, in your own freedom, choose a plan that gives you no praise or no glory. He knows that if you won't take your own plan of salvation, that you do it, he'll say, okay, then you say that man, a group of men can do it, or another man can do it, a pope can do it, A priest can do it. A church can do it. The devil, so the devil, he lines up all these plans of salvation. Here's baptismal regeneration. Here's church membership regeneration. Here's sacrament for salvation. Here's confirmation for salvation. Here's joining the church for salvation. Here's turning over a new leaf for salvation. And the devil says, take your choice. Take your choice. The devil has no plan of salvation. He is trying to get you to hell, and he knows that any plan other than God's plan will get you to hell. But wait, wait, he's not trying to get you to hell, really. I don't think the devil cares if you go to hell or not. If there's someplace else to go, I think he'd let you go there if you wanted to. He's not trying to get you to hell. He's trying to keep you out of heaven. Because in heaven, you'll praise the one he hates so much. In heaven, you'll worship the one he hates so much. And the devil's not after you. He's after God, and he's only after you to keep you from praising and honoring and glorifying and serving our great God. Listen, if you could understand this, it'll change many of your conscience. You understand why Brother House preaches against, okay, why I preach against the church. Well, I'm going to kill myself on this thing. And that's why Brother Howard preaches over here against being saved by being baptized. Baptism regeneration. I'm preaching against it because it's not God's. And confirmation is not God's plan of salvation. And the sacraments are not God's plan of salvation. And confession to a priest, so-called, is not God's plan of absolution or God's plan of forgiveness. And turning over a new leaf is not God's plan. And joining somebody's church is not God's plan. But the devil says, here, just take your choice. You're free. I mean, you have liberty. I'm not telling you to be in bondage to me, the devil says. I'm not telling you that I don't have any plan of salvation for you. Aren't I nice? I'm not asking you to subscribe to one little plan. Take your choice. You take your choice and you'll split hell wide open. I'm saying the devil is not after you. He's after God. And the devil didn't prepare hell for you. The devil didn't prepare hell. God prepared hell, but not for you, for the devil is angels. And the devil's not trying to get you to go to hell just to get you to hell. The devil's trying to get you out of heaven so you won't praise God. And I'm simply saying, the devil has no plan of salvation. He's only trying to shoot down God's plan. And it's such a nice little talk he makes to you. You decide. Look, you are intelligent. You're a professor in a seminary. Well, in that case, he's not very intelligent. But look, you have a mind of your own. You decide. I'm not going to be so egotistical as to tell you I have a plan of salvation. You decide. Turn to your own way. Not only does the devil have no plan of salvation, but the devil has no church. The devil has no church he wants you to join. He has no church he wants you to go to. He has no preacher he wants you to hear. He just doesn't want you to go to God's church. So he's not trying to say, the devil says, okay, hey, here we have the Catholic Church, and here we have the Episcopalian Church, here we have the Methodist Church, and here we have the Lutheran Church, here we have the Reformed Church, here we have the Christian Church, here we have the Church of Christ, here we have the Methodist Church, here we have the Baptist Church, here we have the Buddhist, here we have the Seventh-day Adventist, here we have the Mormon, and the devil said, you're free. You're free. And boy, that sounds good. I mean, look, don't be a slave. The devil says, I have no particular church I want you to join, because the devil knows if you go to the church of your choice, it won't be the church of God's choice. So the devil is the author of this so-called freedom in America. You're free if you choose to put pornography on a television set. You're free. That's freedom of speech. Nobody has a right to destroy people with freedom of speech. You're free. This is America. You're free. Women, you can run the show. You can leave your purpose in life and take over. Children, you can run the show. Hey, you're a human being. You have a free will. And the devil is destroying America using a false freedom that has nothing to do with God's great purpose for his life. Go to the church of your choice.
I hear it till I want to throw up and sometimes puke. We're looking for a church that offers social advantages for our family. We're looking for a church that has a soft preacher that called those queers where I came from. We're looking for a church who can worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. No, it's not. It's in the ugliness of His quietness. This is what we lack. Let me tell you something. You in the flesh will never choose God's church. The only way you'll ever choose God's church is if you look in that book and say, I am going to choose a church that preaches the truth of that book. But the devil says, here they are. Take your choice. The devil's not trying to... He has no church. He does not want to enslave you. He wants to convince you that God is trying to enslave you. That church is brainwashing you. Well, nobody needs a brain cleaning more than that brain that crowd does. I mean, Hollywood needs a brainwashing. Broadway needs a brainwashing. And the public school system needs a brainwashing. And the state universities need a brainwashing. And the television, CBS and ABC and NBC and HBO need a brainwashing. And the churches of America need a brainwashing. In our front door this morning, there was a paper from an Assembly of God church advertising a sin. You may have had one in your front door. And advertising their church. And that paper had on the front outside page a picture of a couple, I guess, going to church, and the female had on pants. And I got to thinking about how that crowd used to dress. You remember how the charismatics used to dress? Man, if you showed the bone right there in your ankle, you were a whore. And you wore usually a dark dress down to your ankles. No makeup. Your hair was always pulled straight back and tied into a big knot in the back. You could spot them just like, praise God, you can spot First Baptist Church people now. I know my hair's all in the back. I'm simply saying, you know why? Because just like that church over here in Willow Springs, Willow Court, Willow Creek, or somewhere over there, where they said, we want to check the neighborhood and find out what you want in the church. That's exactly what the devil wants. The devil says, you choose. You're an intelligent human being. You choose. God has a church. I'm not trying to get you in any particular church. You choose, and if you choose, he knows you won't choose God's church. Devil has no plan of salvation. Devil has no church. By the way, he has no school either. No such thing as Devil University. God has some schools. I know of one. God has some schools. And I say a school, I mean a certain type school. And God has a certain type school, like a certain type church. The devil doesn't care where you go. He says, here's University of Indiana, and Ball State, and here's Purdue, and here's University of Chicago, and here's University of Illinois, and here's liberal seminaries and liberal colleges. And the devil says, look, you know what's best for you. Choose your own school. The devil is not trying to get you to go to a particular school. He's trying to get you not to go to a particular school. The devil has no plan of salvation. The devil has no church. And the devil has no school. But that isn't all. The devil has no doctrine. No doctrine. He lines them all up. All the doctrines of all the churches, he lines them up and says, look, choose your own. Which one do you agree with the most? But God's doctrine says, which one does this book agree with? So they'll say to the devil, he has no doctrine. As I said a while ago, I doubt if he hates you. And the devil does not necessarily want you to go to hell. There's some other place to go. He wouldn't mind you going there. The devil hates God. It was God he rebelled against. It was God that kicked him out of heaven. It was God that kicked his angels out. It was God that prepared hell for him. It was God prepared hell for the devil for his angels. It was God he rebelled against. It was God that cast him out of heaven. And the devil hates God. And he hates God. And he says, I'll get all the praise from God I can. And by the way, if you're not praising God, you're fitting right into his plan. If you're not worshiping and glorifying God and serving God, you're doing it. He's not trying to get you to go to a nightclub. He's not trying to get you to go to a tavern. He's not trying to get you to go to a honky-tonk. The devil's just trying to get you to go anywhere except where God wants you to go. Well, how come we have movies? And how come we have nightclubs? How come we have taverns? We have them because the devil knows the more things he has to offer, the more choices you'll have to choose from, and more than like, the more likely you'll be not to choose the plan of God. Devil has no doctrine. He's just trying to keep you from God's doctrine. And the weapon he's using is freedom. He has no plan of salvation. He's just trying to keep you from God's plan of salvation because he hates God. And the weapon he uses is, you're free. That isn't all. The devil has no right and wrong. The devil has no moral right and wrong. The devil doesn't say, I want you to do wrong. No, the devil says, I want you not to do right. He has no moral right or wrong. The devil doesn't mind you doing right as long as it's not the right that God wants you to do. Everything old Smutty Face does, everything he does because he hates your God. And he knows that God made you for the praise of his glory. And that's why you folks who misbehave in church are playing right into his hands. You ought to be having a time while we're in church. While we're singing the songs of God. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. You ought to be saying, thank God, I have the everlasting arms of God to lean on. The devil hates your God. Now, brother, if you're trying to hurt my friend, don't you mess with me. I haven't got time for you. But if you're trying to hurt my best friend, I'm not going to try to please you. And God's my best friend. And the devil hates God, but he's nice. He says, look, here are all of the rights and wrongs. He came to Eve in the Garden of Eden and he said, God said, you can't eat this tree. You're free. Eve, you're free. And God does know that in the day you eat thereof, you'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. What he's saying is, Eve, you eat this tree and you can determine what's good and evil. As long as you're sincere. That came from the devil. Doesn't matter what you believe. As long as you're sincere, that came from the devil. The devil's not trying to kill. Listen, the devil is not trying to make you an alcoholic. The devil's not trying to make you a dope addict. The devil's not trying to make you a prostitute. The devil's trying to give you any choice he can. Choose this or this or this or this or this. But choose what you want to choose, because if you choose what you want to choose, you won't choose what God wants. What a crook. What a liar. What a thief. The fact that he, because he hates God, would take it out on you. Because he hates God. He does not want God to get the praise that you're supposed to give him, so he'll destroy your life and wreck your life. Why? Because he hates you? Not necessarily. He hates Jehovah God, and he'll do anything he can to keep God from getting praise. If he has to mow you under and destroy you while he's doing it. So he has no plan of salvation. They're all his, and you choose the one you want. He has no doctrine. He has no right and wrong. By the way, He also has no plans for what you read. He has no library. He has no required reading list. The devil doesn't say, I want you to read this. No, sir. He just doesn't want you to read what God wants you to read. So he has... I go to bookstores a lot. There's a bookstore, several of them over Harrowfield. Nearly every Monday, I go by the bookstore and look there. And you got this, what they call, they used to call religion, now they call it self-help. All the books on how to have sex. And the other day I saw a book, Devotions for Lesbians and Homosexuals. A daily devotional book for queers. But the devil doesn't say, this is the section I want you to read. He says, you choose. You read this or this, the philosophy, or you read the psychology, or you read the novels, or you read the westerns, or you read religions of the past, or you read self-help books. I'm not going to tell you what to read. You're free. You're free. You have liberty. Don't let God take away your freedom. And brother, that basically is what America is built on tonight. That isn't all. The devil has no plan for your life. He doesn't care, son, what you do with your life. As long as he can keep you from doing what God wants you to do with your life. The devil's not trying to get you to obey him, get you to do his will. He has no will for your life. He's not trying to gather up a bunch of followers. The devil's trying to keep you from fulfilling the plan and will and purpose of God and keep you from praising God in your life. And the devil says, choose this or this or this, but you choose. We've turned everyone to his own way. Devil says. And by the way, you young people that say, I've always wanted to be a policeman. I've always wanted to be an engineer. I've always wanted to be a computer mechanic, or what they call them. Some of you could be a computer. I'm not looking anywhere right now. I'm talking about shape like one. But anyway, the devil, see, that's what he wants. You say, Brother Hiles, I've never taken a drink of liquor. He doesn't care about that. He only uses liquor because that'll keep you from praising the God he hates. He says, I've never smoked a cigarette. He's not concerned about that. The cigarette is used, the dope is used to keep you from praising the God he hates. He hates God and he wants nobody to praise God, and he's trying to keep you from praising God. And with his suave kind of professor type freedom, he says, you choose your way. You choose your own plan. You don't have to do my plan. I have no plan. I'm not going to try to control your life. And nobody should control your life, he says. God's trying to brainwash you. He's trying to dictate to you what you do with your life. He says, do your own thing. Let me say it again. If you are not praising and worshiping and serving God tonight, the devil doesn't need to make you drink. He's already got you. Some of the cleanest, most moral people in this world are pawns of the devil's hands. He has no plan for your life. He has no will for your life. And the reason he has all these different ways of life, the social life and the Hollywood life and the promiscuity life and the drunkard's life and the philosopher's life and the psychologist's life and the education life and the make money life and the luxury life. All of those things are not because he gives a flip which one you choose, as long as you don't choose God's perfect will for your life. I said a while ago, the devil doesn't want you to worship him. He says, let's put all the gods up here. Let's put Buddha here. Confucius here. Sacred cow here. Nile River here. Let's put Allah here. And the devil says, you're free. You just choose. Don't you see what I'm saying? The devil is the author of American type freedom tonight. The only freedom you have is you have a choice whether to obey God or not. God has given you a will, and you have a right to that choice, but your real freedom only comes when you do that which God has ordained you to do. That isn't all. Satan has no Bible. That's going to shock you. Satan has no Bible. Well, why are all these new Bibles coming out so he can give you more alternatives? That's all. If he can't suck you in on the NIV, he'll suck you in on the ASV. If he can't suck you in on the ASV, he'll suck you in on the RSV. For those who can't be sucked in on that, he'll give you the Reader's Digest Bible. For those who can't be sucked in on that, he'll give you the American Standard Version Bible. But the devil, he is not trying to get you to his Bible. He's trying to get you away from God's Bible. His whole purpose. See, he says, wait a minute. Choose the Bible you like the best. You be the final authority. Just line them all up here and read them. Whichever one you like the best. If he says, for God so loved the world, you like that best, that he gave his only son, leave the word begotten now, but still got the these and the thous there, take that. If you want the one that says, for God so dug the world, he did dig the world, that he yielded up his only kid, that any dude that would jump on him would not exit into the place of the booger man? But have a life that keeps on digging. You just look first for God's business and all this bread will be added unto you. He doesn't care which one you choose. He has no Bible. He has no will. He has no plan. He has no right or wrong. He has no plan of salvation. His entire being, life, time, effort, work, all of it is after a God he hates. And he says, I'll get him back. I live to hate him. I live to hurt him. I live to rob him his place. And I don't care what the people on earth do or where they go. It's what they don't do that I'm concerned about. And if I can keep them from praising God, I'll do it. But you choose. You choose. Choose your own Bible. Choose your own church. Choose your own plan. Every man did that which was right in the devil's eyes? No. In his own eyes. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to the devil's way? No. We've turned everyone to his own way. Now listen carefully. I'll be finished. I'm not sure if you're listening carefully. Am I finishing up anywhere near each other? But I'll do both. Listen carefully. You folks sitting here tonight who dropped your tithe in the offering plate a while ago, who are here this morning and you'll come back tonight. I mean, Wednesday night. You're already here tonight. Write that down. You're already here tonight. And don't forget this. Wherever you are, that's where you're at. That's a great truth that God revealed to me this afternoon. Just after he revealed that truth to Oral Roberts. You're here tonight. You've never tasted whiskey. You've never tasted a cigarette, never smoked a cigarette. You've never said a curse word. You've never missed church. But you do not praise God. worship God, serve God. You are just as much a pawn of the devil as the fellow stumbling down Skid Row tonight, a slave to the liquor bottle. Because the devil doesn't care whether you're in First Baptist Church of Hammond not praising God or on Skid Row not praising God. He just wants to keep you from praising God. He hates him. It was God whose throne I wanted. It was God whom I wanted to rule. It was God's world I wanted to conquer. It was God's angels I wanted to be subjection to me. And God would not let me. And God kicked me out of heaven. And God kicked me to the earth. And God prepared hell for me. And God prepared hell for my angels. I hate him. I hate him. And everything that's supposed to praise him, I'm giving all of my energy, my life, my toil, my work to keep those things that are supposed to exalt him from exalting him. Consequently, I think I can best get them to do not to do God's will, not by telling them that I have a will, but telling them your own will. And I think I can do a lot better rather than writing my own Bible by telling them, you choose your Bible. And I'll give them a bunch of Bibles they can choose from. And I think I could, rather than having my own plan of salvation, I think I'll just let people draw up their own. And I'll just say to people, here are all the plans of salvation. You're free. Choose the one you like best. And I might add, go to hell too. That's what you'll do. You'll go to hell if you choose the one you like best. Here are all the churches. Choose the one you like best. And if you choose the one you like best, you won't choose the one that God started. Here are all the ways you can live your life. Just choose the one you like best. Because the devil has done nothing since his fall from heaven but organize venomous hatred and vicious attacks against the God who expelled him from heaven. He has no plan for your life. Choose any plan you want. He'll be happy. He has no plan of salvation. Choose any plan you want. He'll be happy. He has no will for what you do with your life. As long as you choose it, he's happy. He has no baptism. Choose the one you want. Choose immersion, dipping, pouring. Choose it. He has no baptism. He has no doctrine. He has no purpose for your life, and he has no church. All he's trying to do is keep you from doing what God wants you to do. I don't know about you, but he's not going to win in my life. He's not going to win in my life. That's why the Bible says he's subtle. He looks so kind. He belongs to the ministerial association. He smiles sweetly and gently behind a desk and calls fundamentalists bigots. He says, you're free. Choose any channel you want to. Well, if you want the Weather Channel, choose that. If you want HBO, choose that. Choose what you want to. You're free. Now, praise God, as far as Jack Howell's concerned, he's not going to win in my life. I'm going to choose God's plan of salvation. I'm going to choose God's Bible. I'm going to choose God's church. I'm going to choose God's plan for my life. And I'm going to praise him, worship him, serve him, and do what he thinks is right and not do what he thinks is wrong, because I am not going to let the devil trick me by using freedom into becoming a pawn in his hand. The devil has no plan for your life. Now, God's talking to you right now. You know whether you've been used as a pawn or not. Well, Hiles, what I'd like to do is have a nice house and a dog and backyard, and it may be God wants you to be in the Philippines in a hut. Now, the devil doesn't care. If God wants you in the Philippines, the devil doesn't care where you are, as long as you're not in the Philippines. And the devil doesn't care what you do, as long as you don't praise God. And let me say again, he's not after you, primarily. He's after the God he hates. And he's after the God who gave his only begotten Son for me. Brother, if he hates my Savior, and he hates my God, and he's trying to destroy the God who saved me and gave himself for me, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of having 1 second of my life. Shall we stand, please? And you obey the Holy Spirit as he talks to you.